This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I want to ask this, dude. Can somebody explain to me why the shortage of school bus drivers? Why? Is it because there's other jobs right now that may be more rewarding to those that would otherwise be driving a bus?
It's a nationwide shortage. Yeah, it's not just here locally.
I heard you say that.
Yeah.
And, you know, all summer you drive around and there's hiring bus drivers all over. I was just curious, what's keeping people from filling these jobs? Have they changed the requirements? Are people that were once able to drive now not? Just don't know. Because the bus drivers in my life overwhelmingly find it really rewarding. They just love it. Now, the split thing, I think, can become a little bit of a...
something to get used to.
Yeah.
But is it part-time or full-time?
I would imagine... I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question.
I don't know. I'm sure there's all sorts of...
I would imagine it's a part-time job.
Got to be all sorts of license and classes and things that you need.
Yeah. Okay. First texter, it's because it's part-time work and the pay is pretty low.
Well,
there you go.
That explains that.
Into that discussion.
B-Morning Coffee Club, good morning.
Shortage of bus drivers, yes. And I can't imagine why. I was a bus driver for 8 years. I did love my job. But consider this. You have all ages, okay? Like, our school's K through 12. It's a small school in Mount Ahoniyoy. K through 12, so you pick up the older kids in the morning, and then you take the younger kids, you know, a little later in the morning. You got kids all over the place, standing up, running around, running their mouths, and I was a real tough bus driver. The way they acted, it takes a certain person. Sometimes the noise level on the bus gets so loud you can't hear yourself think. You have to have eyes in the back of your head. Some of the kids get on, or you can tell they're not taken care of properly. They're crossing the road with their sneakers untied. You're just like shaking your head. It's a tough job, and A is not the best on the planet. And then you do get the summers off, but what? You don't get paid for that.
But are kids through the years, like, has the job gotten harder, or are those the same challenges?
The job has gotten a lot harder, because even if you yell at the kid or say the wrong thing or even raise your voice, that can be considered some kind of, you know, abuse. Oh, the bus driver touched me, or, you know, it's awful. You can't make them wear their seatbelts. You can tell them to put their seatbelt on for, like, the littler ones that are really active, but you cannot clip the seat for them. You can ask another kid to put their seatbelt. You can't clip up in that seatbelt. They don't have to wear it. So think about that.
Let me ask you this. I only have experience through my own kids. My boy acted up once on the bus, and I'll tell you, the bus driver didn't talk to him. They reported it to the school. The school called me and said, look, you get one warning, and then you got to find a way to get your boy to school.
Right. So that's good. So I used to be the kind of school bus driver that would call my parents. I'd be like, listen, I'm calling your parents tonight. But think about that. I'm doing that on my own time. I'm doing that after hours. I'm like, listen, this is what I want them to do. This is the third time. So they're getting bus driver homework, you know. I will not blah, blah, blah on the bus, you know, or I will not
steal
so-and-so's lunch. I got mad parents all the time for bullying.
Deep breath.
Sorry.
Deep breath.
I'm a nurse now. I'm a nurse. I save people's lives, so we're all good. But yeah, it's a hard job.
I know. Yeah, I was just curious because I know my bus. I mean, granted, this is 25, 30 years ago. Oh my God, yeah. It was mayhem in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my bus going to elementary school, my bus driver had Coke bottle glasses and he was smoking a cigar on the bus.
Well, that's back when cigars were healthy. They were better for you back then.
I don't want to tell you how old I am, but yeah, smoking a cigar on the bus. Can you imagine?
All right. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Hey, look, I don't want to be ugly, but is anybody else a little relieved she's not driving anymore? Seemed like that job got the best of her. You know what I mean?
It chewed her up and sped
her
out.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.